Empire, KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County health officials have reported 113 newly confirmed coronavirus infections and three additional fatalities, bringing the county's case total to 7,252 and the death toll to 306. All three deaths reported Wednesday were women, a 59-year-old from Riverside, an 84-year-old from Riverside, and an 89-year-old from Palm Desert, according to Jose Arbayo, spokesman for the Riverside University Health System. The number of county residents hospitalized with COVID-19 stood at 207, up by 14 from Tuesday. Of those hospitalized, 68 are being treated in intensive care units, according to the latest RUHS figures. The number of documented recoveries increased by 12 to 4,297. More than 108,000 Riverside County residents have been tested for the coronavirus, which accounts for more than 4% of the county's population of nearly 2.5 million. According to Riverside University Health System researcher Dr. Jeffrey Leung, the countywide hospitalization rate for COVID-19 cases has been flat for the past few weeks, generally remaining below 200, while the positivity rate from coronavirus screenings has ranged from 2% to 4%, figures that did not raise red flags. Governor Gavin Newsom on Tuesday cleared the way for barbershops and hair salons to open in counties that have been cleared to move deeper into California's reopening roadmap, including Riverside County. If you're one of millions in California out of work due to the pandemic and want a job helping others like you, here's your chance. The EDD is conducting a mass hiring to deal with a huge backlog of claims that has led to sharp criticism of the department. More from Cap Radio's Drew Sanzer.
EDD says it's looking to hire 1,800 temporary workers over the next several weeks to speed up the delivery of benefits. EDD says the new hires will be trained in call center operations, processing claims, and analyzing documents from filers and employers to help determine wage benefits. EDD has received increased federal funding to support the staffing increase it says is necessary to deal with historic demand. As of the middle of the month, EDD had processed over 5 million claims for unemployment and paid more than $16 billion in benefits to workers who filed since the pandemic began. In Sacramento, I'm Drew Sanzer.
California is facing a steep budget shortfall, and Governor Gavin Newsom says he may have to cut programs to make ends meet. But some workers for those programs are pushing back. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Andrea Noble is an in-home supportive services worker. The state program helps elderly and disabled Californians with housework and errands, and it may see budget cuts this year.
The home care workers, it's always being cut, and that's not fair to us.
But with such a big deficit hole, there are workers and advocates like Noble across the state protesting cuts to their programs. State workers could see a 10% pay cut, and education and public safety could get slashed too. Still, some lawmakers, like Democratic Assemblyman Rob Bonta, say there may be a way to save some of these programs from the deepest cuts by raising some taxes.
Higher corporate taxes on some of the biggest corporations, wealth taxes. There's a whole set of possibilities. Now, I'm not saying they all will work, but maybe some could.
But with a June 15th budget deadline, the time to explore those options is running short. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.